Monday, 34th week, ordinary time 2. The first reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 1 to 3 and 4b to 5. I, John, looked, then there was a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of rushing water or a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpies playing their harps. They were singing what seemed to be a new hymn before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn this hymn except the 144,000 who had been ransomed from the earth. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been ransomed at the first fruit of the human race for God and the Lamb. On their lips, no deceit had been found. They were unblemished. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. When Jesus looked up, and he saw some wealthy people putting their offering into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for though others have all make offering from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, had offered her whole livelihood. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. To be loyal and to sacrifice our life for God. In last days of the liturgical year, the liturgy of the world centers around three topics. Firstly, the passing of worldly values and the lasting values of the life to come, such as the soul immortality, the resurrection, and the eternal life. Secondly, the exemplars and the sacrifices of people before earth, like Christ, the courageous martyr and the seven Maccabean brothers, and the holy martyr of Vietnam. Lastly, it motivates us to imitate them, to live a heroic life, to witness for Christ, and to sacrifice all things for the heavenly kingdom. Today's readings also lead us in that direction. In the first reading, the author of the book of Revelation reported the vision of the Lamb and his 144,000 companions. They loyally followed the Lamb wherever he goes. In the Gospel, Jesus prayed the contribution of a widow who put only two small coins in the offering box for the temple expenses. He said, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for though others have all make offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, had offered her whole livelihood. Second analysis. the first reading. Wherever the lamb goes, the faithful also follow him. The third point. The vision of the lamb together with his 144,000 companions on Mount Zion. The author reported, "Then I looked, and there were the lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads." First, the lamb companion. Mount Zion was called God's throne, the holy mountain, the royal city of the great king, and the dwelling place of the living God. The lamb undoubtedly is Christ, who is the 144,000 companions of the lamb. They are people who were sealed on their foreheads by the angel from the 12 tribes of Israel. Each tribe had 12,000 people. See Revelation chapter 7, verses 4 to 8. The seal had the name of the Lamb and his father. See Revelation chapter 7, verse 3. Those who have the seal on their forehead, so they are sanctified for God's service. The lamb's companion was separated from the beast's companion, who were also sealed for his service. Second, the new song. The author continued to report, "I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of rushing water or a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. They were singing a new hymn before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elder. No one could learn this hymn except the 144,000 who had been ransomed from the earth." The new song was described by many scripture familiar names such as the rushing water, the loud peal of thunder, and the harp sound. Second point, the required condition to follow the Lamb. First, must be virgin. Since 144,000 people were oppositely deprived with those who worshipped the beast, they must be the people who denied following the beast. This number is only a symbolic number that represents for all the faithful, not the number of people who are saved. The noun virgin should not be understood according to its narrow meaning, but to the meaning of many prophets in the Old Testament. See Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 to 21, Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 2 to 3, and 32. To them, virginity is the symbol of the loyalty to God, while idols worshipping is considered as prostitution, not loyal to God. See Revelation chapter 2, verse 14, Ezekiel 16 and 23. Babylon was like a prostitute, why the church is like the lamb bride. Second, be loyal to the lamb. They are the one who follow the lamb wherever he goes. They have been ransomed as the first fruits of the human quest for God and the lamb. Third, live truthfully. On their lips, no deceit has been found. They are unblemished. Those who lie are called the devil's children. The devil is called the father liars. Those who follow the Lamb are required not only to speak the truth, but also to live according to the truth, so that they become the unblemished offering to God. See Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Second, the gospel. See out of her poverty, put in all the living she had. The third point. The standard used to determine the amount of donation. Not to be based on the amount alone, but also on the amount which the donator had. For example, if one gave $5,000, but the amount he had is $1 million, so the ratio he gave is 1/200, a smaller amount compared to his possession. Meanwhile, a poor man gave out 2 pennies, but his possession is 4 pennies. The ratio is 1/2. He gave half of his possession. Jesus was properly sitting on the court of women in the temple. He looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw a poor widow put in 2 copper coins. And he said, "Truly I tell you, the poor widow had put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, put in all the living that she had." In the people's eyes, most of them will give a wrong evaluation. They will love the rich donation and despise the poor widow contribution. They probably think they are unable to do anything with 2 copper coins. It is better to throw them out than to add them up in their bookkeeping. But to Jesus' keenly eyes, he warned his disciples that do not evaluate according to outside value, but according to inside ability. Second point, faith in God's providence and his love. Her generous contribution demanded her to have a firm faith in God's providence and his love. Without this faith, she would keep that amount to support her life, as many would do so. She believed in God's love that he would not let her to be hungry to death. God loved her more than the beasts of the field or birds of the air. Money is the nowhere thing to give. Outside of money, a Christ disciple must also give many more difficult gifts, such as will, love, time, talent, and health. Jesus demands his disciples, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it." See Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 to 39. Application in life. The reason of our existence in this world is to show our loyalty for God by sacrificing all things to witness for Him. As Christ's disciples, we must imitate His life and follow Him wherever He goes, so that we can enjoy a happy life with Him. We should not be selective by choosing only a few of God's commandments to live, but must choose and living according to all His commandments. Amen.